We are 2 weeks out from the annual NBA draft, and the 76ers have 6 picks, including the number 10 selection overall. In the interim, they'll be assessing potential rookies without insight from Brian Colangelo, 2-time NBA Executive of the Year, who today announced his resignation as 76ers General Manager. Let's wend our way through the process with Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News columnist Marcus Hayes. Marcus, welcome back to Newsworks tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't we start with a quick recap of the events that over the past 9 days led to today's action?
About 9 days ago, Ringer.com, a website that is notoriously pro-Sam Hinkie, the former and deposed general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers, ran a story citing an anonymous source who was anonymous to them, who had curated these links between 5 different Twitter accounts, 4 of which were critical of the Sixers players, and very good to Brian Colangelo. So the writer looked at the accounts, took a couple of them to the Sixers and said, "What do you know about this?" Brian Colangelo, the general manager, said, "One of them is mine," and it was an account that had never tweeted, but denied any sort of knowledge about the other account that was brought to him. The other 3 accounts suddenly went dark, and the Sixers launched an investigation. The results of that investigation were that the 4 other accounts were being run by Barbara Pittini, Brian Colangelo's wife, either with or without his knowledge. The law firm that conducted the investigation, Paul and Weiss, issued a statement today that said that, quote, "We cannot conclude that Mr. Colangelo was aware of the Twitter accounts prior to the press inquiry that was made by the writer, and that he denies awareness. However, they did note that their investigation was limited and impeded by actions taken by Ms. Pittini, including her decision to delete the contents of her iPhone by executing a factory reset of the device prior to surrendering it for forensic review." That might have been the axe that chopped his head off right there.
Marcus, across basketball and across sports, how prolific is the practice for players, managers, and GMs to have several Twitter accounts like this?
Well, in Brian Colangelo's defense, I believe he had 1 Twitter account that he took responsibility for, and that's the one that was dormant. I think it's very common, and so does Brian Colangelo, he said so in a statement, for players and coaches and general managers and reporters to have Twitter accounts that can't be necessarily easily traced to them. If you want to tweet something political, or if you want to follow somebody you might be ashamed of being ashamed of people knowing or following, you set up a burner account and you do it that way. Most of the negative tweets I get are from anonymous accounts, burner accounts, accounts that don't have any sort of traceable affiliation. It's the sort of, you know, cowardly social media world we live in today, and a lot of the players use these accounts to monitor what's being said about them, and sometimes to get back.
And so in the interim, the 76ers have named Brett Brown to that task.
Brett has essentially been the general manager of this team for the last 5 years. He's been the face and the voice of the team. He's handled all of the controversies. He's been involved in most of the personnel decisions. He's a really remarkable guy for a guy who's never been a head coach before. He came to being a head coach relatively late in life. He's perfect for the job.
Sixers fans and many throughout the NBA have been holding their breath for the past 9 days, but in the scheme of things, does this at all retard the progress of the process?
You know, Dave, it might accelerate the process. The biggest issue the Sixers faced in the offseason was that at the end of the year press conference, Brett Brown expressed his desire to pursue a top free agent like LeBron James or Paul George, or acquire a player from the like Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs, whereas Brian Colangelo said, "Well, maybe we'll wait a year on that." And that, to me, was a pretty big rift. That was a pretty big division. So I believe that the Sixers will be more aggressive sooner in getting the final piece or pieces they need to make a run past just the playoffs and a third seed and a win, but toward a championship.
Marcus, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Philadelphia Daily News and Inquirer columnist Marcus Hayes on Newsworks tonight.